A jury began deliberating today in the sexual assault retrial of comedian Bill Cosby. The actor was tried for the first time last year, but the judge declared a mistrial when that jury couldn't reach a decision after more than 50 hours of deliberation. In closing arguments yesterday, Cosby's defense called Andrea Constand, the central accuser in this case, quote, a pathological liar and a con artist. The prosecution said, it's Cosby who's a con man. He's accused of drugging and sexually assaulting Constand in 2004. WHYY reporter Laura Benshoff is following the case, and she joins us now from the courthouse in suburban Philadelphia. And Laura, Andrea Constand is the central accuser here, but more than 50 women have come forward and accused Cosby of sexual misconduct and assault. And in this trial, five other women took the stand to testify against Cosby. Remind us why their testimony was allowed in this case.
So these women are allowed under a narrow statute for what are called prior bad act witnesses. And basically the thinking is that even though Cosby's not on trial for their claims, their testimony is valuable to the prosecution because it shows what is referred to in the law as absence of mistake, so he knew what he was doing, or a common plan, scheme, or design. This was a pattern that he had. And basically, the prosecution initially wanted 19 women to come and testify with similar allegations to show that Cosby knew when he gave Andrea Constand pills that he knew they would incapacitate her. The defense argued that any of these witnesses would unfairly bias a jury, and the judge just landed on five in the end.
The defense tried hard to discredit Constand and those five other women. What was their argument?
They used different tactics at different times. During cross-examination, they brought up things like whether these women had prior drug use. They brought up the fact that some of these women didn't tell their stories until the Me Too movement started or until other accusations against Cosby were made in the media. And then they looked for inconsistencies to try to call into question sort of the entirety of these women's claims. And then they went hard on closing arguments. They were very aggressive in saying that this was part of a mob mentality and that they used words like lynching and witch hunt to describe the Me Too movement.
And how did the prosecution push back against that in closing arguments?
The prosecution argued very forcibly that Cosby himself was a con man. They'd flipped the defense's own argument back on them. And they said that he used his reputation as America's dad to cloak himself and ingratiate himself with younger women and their families so that when he did eventually try to drug and sexually assault them, they wouldn't remember it and others wouldn't believe that it happened.
Laura, this is really the first high-profile sexual assault trial since the Me Too movement. How has that affected this trial, and has it come up?
It factored a lot during jury selection. It was a question that every potential juror was asked about. You know, what was their awareness of the Me Too movement or allegations of sexual assault against high-profile men in the entertainment industry? And then it came up a lot in the defense's case. You know, as I said on closing, they're very aggressive about saying that, you know, these women who testified aren't credible. They sort of nodded to the Me Too movement as something that's important, but saying that these particular women and their claims should be viewed as separate and apart and that there's this kind of bandwagoner effect happening. And they seem to be really pushing that argument that aligns with the backlash to the Me Too movement.
Laura Benshoff is a reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia who's following the Bill Cosby retrial. Laura, thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric.